Just a few days ago, my daughter's history teacher approached me with a question. He asked if I would be willing to come to the class next semester and talk a little bit about the way art and history interact. He said that the class has been looking at ancient history this semester and had talked about ways in which art, ranging from the Egyptians to the Romans, reflected the realities of life as those people knew it, and thought maybe I could provide some extra perspective. History and art, and the interaction between the two, are things that I care a great deal about. In all of my history classes, I try to bring in art of the day to show students that they can tell a great deal about the way people think by what they assume to be the proper style and the proper content for art. I've always thought that it was easiest to see this interaction and the intellectual energy that's behind the work of all artists in the modernist era in the last third of the 19th century. But that's just because the modernists were among the first artists to really challenge society, and they wore their intentions on their sleeves. But even when they're not overtly challenging or offending their society, artists still reveal much about it. What you see in the art of the Romans, for example, is an attempt to memorialize themselves as accurately as possible, not idealistically as the Greeks had often done, but to the greatest degree of realism that art was understood to be able to attain. They wanted to see themselves as they were in their art. They were proud of Rome and of themselves and saw little need to embellish things. Behind every society's interaction with art is the grand question of what that society believes art is for. What purpose does it, can it, should it serve? Artists and the public may have two very different ideas here, although up until the era of modernism, those ideas were pretty close. It's only with the advent of modernism that artists begin to think of their art in a different way than society at large thought of art. But even then, even with the most radical expressions of form and content that are evident in art in America today, what's revealed is our love of freedom, individuality, and self-expression. Every civilization has art because humans are creative. Whether we are Egyptians or Romans or Mayans, Koreans or Germans, we seek to use our creativity to memorialize, commemorate, or record that which we think is important, including that creativity itself. Sometimes those things are the trappings of material wealth. Sometimes those things are spiritual. Sometimes they're abstract ideas of freedom and individuality. If you look closely at a civilization's art, you will see what it values.